Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 19th year.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com.
And today our guest is Siobhan Lane, who is CEO of gaming for Light and Wonder. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Thanks today. For having me, Frank. Good to be here.
Now, it's been 2 years since your company reemerged as Light and Wonder. Tell us how your streamlined company serves your customers solely as a content supplier.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it was almost 2 years ago that we revealed the name of Light and Wonder. I know, I think we shocked the industry by our choice of name at the time, but we believe we've really kind of grown into the name, which it's exciting to see the continued evolution of the company. But I joined what was Scientific Games 4 years ago. My first day on the job was at the ICE show. We're here at the ICE show this week. And we were just a very, very different company back then. Obviously, a lot of debt on the books. And so streamlining the portfolio was kind of the first order of business. By divesting our lottery business, divesting our sports business, we ended up with parts of the portfolio that we believe really belong together. And that is because they have a core focus on content. And content and making great games, we believe, is how we drive optimal value to our customers and ultimately our players. And so these parts of the business really belong together because we can really, every dollar that we invest in R&D can go towards making great content, making great games, and then we distribute those games through our social channel, our Real Money online gaming channel, and of course our land-based casino gaming channel, which is the business that I lead. So it's really been a journey for us, but it's exciting to be at this stage in the journey now that we've streamlined everything, really focus our investment on making great games and great content for our customers. Mm-hmm.
Now, how has your R&D process changed to serve an omni-channel audience?
Yeah, so we see in the data, there's a very, very strong crossover of player across those three channels. So we know a very high percentage of social play for fun players also play online and also visit casinos to play great games. So when we can centralize that investment in R&D and bring all of that content across the different channels, that drives a lot of synergies for us here at Light and Wonder. And we know the players are strongly the same and they want the same great content, same great franchises across those three channels. So it just makes sense for us as we invest those R&D dollars to be able to distribute that great content across those various channels.
And your engineering force, have you added engineering and game design talent, expanded studios to serve this new expanded audience?
Yes. We've expanded our content studios, our game studios. I mean, we had great game design talent in the business, so it was really how do we amplify and scale those great studios. We've also brought on new studios to complement our existing studios, one of which was Ted Hase to lead our Studio X game studio that started up a few years ago, and Ted and his team brought Squid Game to G2E. You saw Frankenstein has been out in the market for a while now, doing really well. We recently announced Kelsey Foster will be joining the Light and Wonder team later this year, building out a studio in the Reno area. And Kelsey and her team have developed great games for the industry for many, many years. So certainly investing in game studios, both the studios we have and scaling that talent and capacity, as well as adding new studios. I've worked in this industry a long time, so making sure you have a really sound, complementary portfolio of content is really important to our success.
Now, you've gone through a lot of changes at the top, including reunions of several executives like yourself who worked together previously, notably at Aristocrat. How has the coming together of the team forged a new corporate identity and culture?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. We certainly have, you know, a reunion of Aristocrat folks, but there was great talent already in the business. We like to bring in talent from other industries to provide a fresh perspective on how we do things here in gaming. So, and at the core of our strategy is bringing great talent into the business and really having them drive the execution of the strategy. And we're really, really proud of the team that we've brought together. We do consider it a dream team of talent, highly capable, certainly a lot of deep expertise in the gaming industry. And I think that was the intention of the rebrand, right? We all have our logos of previous companies that we've come from, whether it was WMS or Bally or Shuffle from the Scientific Games days or Aristocrat. You know, we all have our logos on our resumes, but the Light and Wonder rebrand was really an opportunity to create a clean slate and bring all of this gaming experience and great talent together to really transform and build a new culture and company. And we think we're well on our way to doing that.
Now I loved your game launches and cabinet launches at G2E. New Blazing Sevens game on the Landmark 7000, that was great. Kong Skull Island Squid Game on the New Horizon. What's your concentration on content, land-based and online, for wider markets at the ICE show?
Yeah, well, I've talked about, you know, how we really invest heavily in content, bring that content and great across all of those channels. I think ICE is a great representation of that, with iGaming being so prevalent in this market, and certainly land-based gaming. So we're bringing a lot of great content to the show. Dragon Train is one we're really excited about. It's doing phenomenal numbers in the Australian market, so that will be coming to Europe and to the North American market very, very soon. We're very excited about Dragon Train. We have Frankenstein and Squid Game here on display, a couple of our newer licensed themes that we're excited to bring to ICE. We also have Jinji Baoji Grand and Dufudukai Grand, some great Asian-themed titles that we're extending through the portfolio. So lots of great content. And the hardware you mentioned, we unveiled at G2E, our Horizon cabinet. We're looking forward to launching that in the U.S. market soon. So again, just continued demonstration of investment in great content, but amplifying that through great hardware for the casino floor.
How about new products? Any ICE reveals?
We've got a new Rainbow Riches theme downstairs, so that's really relevant and exciting for this market. And like I said, some of the content I mentioned previously, looking forward to launching in the European market very soon.
Your shares continue to rise. Most recent target from JPMorgan Chase, projecting an upside of more than 18%. What are the company fundamentals that have stabilized that share price?
Yeah, I think the whole journey we've been on the last few years, we're really seeing those valuations now in the market. So really streamlining the portfolio. I mean, the whole premise of the previous Scientific Games was to carry a lot of debt. We believe in being a growth organization and really paying down that debt leverage so we have money to invest in the business. So it's just a totally different profile and strategy than what the company was before. Again, streamlining the business so that the businesses that remain really belong together and we can drive, you know, synergies off of that R&D investment at the core. And making sure that, you know, we're investing in great talent that can execute on the strategy. We also recently listed on the ASX, and in October we made it to the Index 200 on the ASX listing. So that's been a really, you know, strong execution of the strategy there. It really opens up Light and Wonder to a whole new group of investors. So I think we've just got a very detailed strategy that we've been able to execute on the last few years, and that we're seeing that resonate really in the market.
Now, you're just about everywhere geographically, but, you know, there are still expansion opportunities for L&W. VLT, HHR, new worldwide jurisdictions. What do you see for the biggest opportunities?
Yes. Well, again, we're committed to our core segments that we're operating in. You know, I want to make sure when we grow, we're growing very, very sustainably. That's very important to me as a leader of the gaming business. And we're also beginning to invest more in organic opportunities. So, you know, adjacent segments that we might not be participating in or that we might be re-entering. A couple examples of that are the Oregon State Lottery and the Lotto Quebec VLT award that we just recently announced. We're certainly in HHR Class 2 and other adjacencies, but continuing to invest in those organic opportunities. It we've really proven our ability to execute on those, and those always generate a really high return for us. So we'll continue to evaluate the market to see what other adjacencies are out there and where we could enter in. And then inorganic opportunities are always something we take a look at, but we have to make sure they really meet our strategic objectives and financial hurdles to make sense for us.
Okay, what are your biggest priorities for this year and into the next few years?
Yeah, well, just executing on all of the investment that we put into the business and making sure that all the great hardware, all the great content that our teams have been working so hard on, we make sure we really optimize in the market and bring it to our customers. Making sure we have a really strong hit rate in our game portfolio is very important to us. We're doing a lot of exciting things in our systems business with John Wolf now in the Light and Wonder team, really revamping a lot of our software and services offerings and systems, and which we're also showing here at the ICE show. We have our L&W Engage product, which really connects that player experience within the casino operations and can track loyalty of patrons across not only the gaming floor, but other aspects of the casino operation. So we're really excited about that. We also have a new rapid play cashless offering that really allows the player to engage and upload in a cashless way very quickly, because we know there's just been obstacles in the market offerings on cashless. So we're excited for our systems team to really demo that at the ICE show. And then our tables business, we have a lot of great products that we're demoing here at the show. So really making sure we execute flawlessly on all of the great investments that we've been really working hard at and the teams have been working hard at over the last couple of years.
Well, congratulations on some great products and great growth opportunities.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments, the industry's leading cashless payment provider. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.